The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 611.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the co-founder of Journey and also the creator of Word of Mouth, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Leyti Su. Leyti, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Yeah. Lovely to be here. I can't believe you found me because self-confidence is something that I care deeply about. And I love that this podcast exists. So I'm Leyti. I'm a connector. I've hacked my way to getting to make a living doing what it is that I'm meant to do in this life, which is to connect people, particularly in food and drink and travel. And the world is waiting for an Asian millennial Oprah, Bourdain, Gary Vaynerchuk. I can't believe that everyone loves noodle soups and dumplings, but then they're still not that person or those people. And I think we're seeing that more and more in media these days with Crazy Rich Asians. I have a food media company called Word of Mouth. It came out of my radio show, and it's also a hospitality consultancy. We're now at 500,000 readers. I also have a travel company called Journey. It's like not your grandma's travel agency, even though grandmas use us too. And we pair you with your own trip designer to plan your travels. And we have planned 4,000 trips since we launched in 2016.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Leyti, what's your cultural background?
I was born in Taipei, Taiwan, and culturally went to California when I was 2 years old.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I have one chunky one and one little one. And I think they're both important. So the simple one is be yourself because everyone else is taken. I don't know who said it, but it makes sense. It's hard to take that advice to be yourself, just be yourself. You know, you're going into something important, whether it be a casting, a date, a job interview, or just you're walking into a party and you're like, okay, just be yourself. But what does that even mean? I mean, it's the hardest advice to take, but it's the truest thing because in a day and age when there is more than mass media, there's online communities, there's ways that weird people can find weird people. If you're yourself, the right people are going to find you and not everyone is going to like you. But if you're yourself, you're going to find your people. And the other quote is more big picture. It's kind of about the universe. And I'm not that person that usually talks about the universe, but this is something that I think is a really heartening thought, which is that, so there's this philosopher named Alan Watts who helped the Western world better understand Buddhism. And this is the start of a long talk that he gives, but the very first bit is, if you awaken from this illusion and you understand that black implies white, self implies other, life implies death, or shall I say death implies life, you can feel yourself not as a stranger in the world, not as something here on probation, not as something that has arrived here by fluke, but you can begin to feel your own existence as absolutely fundamental. So I put this out there as, hey, sometimes you might feel like a complete misfit, like no one understands you. We've all felt unloved at times. But what is really, I think, astounding is that there's a whole set of accidents, unlikely occurrences that led to us being here right now. So here's your shot. And what are you going to do with that one shot? So the urgency and the realization of how lucky we are to be here right now and how I'm talking to you right now. And then you in the audience, you happen to be listening to this, like we're all meant to be here. So let's be fully ourselves. Let's be confident and let's get shit done.
Thanks for sharing those great quotes. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence is a funny term, isn't it? It's something they tell you as like a little kid, you know, self-confidence. When you get bullied, like self-confidence, just be confident. I would call it self-love. I would say that in my navigating of my personal and professional lives, I see that self-love is this thing that sounds like it's self-love and self-care. It sounds selfish. It sounds like you shouldn't be focused on yourself, especially for women who maybe grew up in Asian households. You're told to be docile and be quiet. You're told to not ruffle feathers, which makes it hard to self-love. You're shown Disney princesses and they don't do that much. They're just pretty. And so self-confidence is self-love to me. I think that's the way that we can all have more meaningful relationships and connections.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. I also believe, self-confidence starts with you and starts with loving yourself. And even though some people might think it's selfish, I mean, we have to be a little bit selfish so we can be the best version of ourselves. So thanks for sharing that. And Leti, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
As we go through life and we have these successes and we get up the career ladder, or for me, I zigged and zagged my way to making a living as a food and drink and travel connector. At one point, I was able to save up before I started my two companies. That was really a confidence booster. At one point, somebody wrote a big, long feature about me in Cosmopolitan that said how I got this life as a food radio host. That felt like it gave me validation and credibility. So there are these different moments where I thought, oh, I could do this thing. And my confidence was building. But what I didn't know was that in both, again, my personal and professional life, I was still lacking, and I'm still working on that self-love and being able to, here's the next level, is to fully embrace your desires. Because as women, maybe we're told, oh, if you say you want it all, you want an amazing career and you want a family and you want a life partner who's amazing and worthwhile and you want kids and you want it all. You think it sounds impossible, demanding, or selfish. You think if you put it out there explicitly that people will run away scared because you're just asking for too much. But the key to achieving what you want and deserve is being able to say it out loud, because otherwise, how is it going to find you? So before I had this deeper realization of self-confidence, I was lacking this ability to sink and fully embrace, like, I desire this and I desire that. So my desires.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's funny, like, we always think we're asking too much, or we don't deserve everything, especially growing up in an Asian household. We're just told to just live one way, just go to school, get married, get a job, and never rock the boat. But we realize, we deserve everything that we want in life, right? Yeah, we have to go out and get it if we really want it, and we're capable of doing that. And what was the point in your life when you realized you can go out there and get what you desire, fully embrace it? What was that aha moment?
I had a couple of small aha moments, and then here I'm getting out of my own way, because your biggest obstacle is really yourself. It's not the competitors. It's not that girl over there. It's not that guy over there. And it's nobody. It's not your family. It's not your friends. No one's in your way. It's really yourself. And that's not to be harsh, but we're our own worst critics. What I realized just in the last couple months is that in the last couple of years, I've been heads down building two baby companies. They're now at a point where Journey and Word of Mouth are at this critical mass of audience and of the team being built out. We together have 1 million in readers and fans across email and social. We can get a whole lot done in terms of getting a word out there, partnering with a brand that's like-minded, in terms of storytelling and all of the things that I said I'm good at, and I am good at it. And I stopped having the drive to do these things that I was born to do, which is to talk to chefs, interview people, draw out their stories for you all. And I started to almost take it for granted, or get a little bit crushed under my own two companies. Maybe you entrepreneurs out there are people who are doing your own thing or feel like you're doing the impossible. It can be a really lonely place. So I saw my self-confidence go away as I just started to feel like for some reason I'd lost my storytelling and connecting mojo, my creative mojo. And how I got that back was a couple of ways. One, in the last year, I feel like the people that I've encountered, friends, people I've dated, conversations I've had, people have been these eerie mirrors of me, where I've seen people who are who have everything going for them, who have all the raw materials, who are just incredible, funny, smart, like people who are amazing, be in their own way. So I have seen people come into my life and be mirrors of me. And then I'm a really helpful person. It's easier for me to connect other people for them to get stuff done than for me to necessarily ask for help from my own connections who care about me and want to help me. So I would be trying to help other people and seeing that they were not able to accept that help or able to visualize and really manifest their desires. And when I saw that, I thought, I don't want this in my life. I don't want to have the same thing happen to me. I don't want to miss chances anymore. I don't want to be in my own way. And this is me sharing with you deeply inside what's going on. You know, externally, you would not be able to know that these are the things that I work on every day. To believe that, yes, we're going to relaunch this podcast at word of mouth. We have tons of brand partners who want to work with us. I have built a world of incredible people. I love them. They love me. Everything is possible, but sometimes you just get stuck and you don't believe that. So encountering people who are mirrors of me, seeing that they lack that self-confidence as much as I tried to help them, and then me deciding that I'm going to not let that happen to me. And then the other interesting occurrence is I participated in a group sound therapy, sound meditation. And I had stopped singing for years and years. I just think I have a bad voice. Like, that's not my forte in life. And during the sound meditation, as we were lying down in a circle in a house upstate, we all started singing together with this world-class musician who was playing, you know, singing bowls and gongs and everything. And it was a whole musical vibrational experience. And because I could just feel everything flow through me and I felt moved by the experience. If you guys haven't done a sound therapy or sound meditation before, it's something that really helps you to get into that state of meditation. Like, I'm not a pro meditator, but it's something that suddenly gets your whole body into a place where you're actually in a meditative state. I started singing with the group, first very, very little tiny chirps and then louder and louder. And then I thought, my voice is beautiful. Like, I'm beautiful. Like, there's nothing wrong with me. It was just my own ego getting in the way, my own, you know, need to be perfect and to be a pro and to be the best at everything. And if I'm not going to be the best, I'm not going to try, or I'm not going to embarrass myself. And so after that, I started just humming to myself more. Like, when I'm walking, I'll sing. Like, I went to karaoke the other week. I got up, I sang, maybe not by myself, but finally sang. Like, I wasn't afraid of people to hear that my voice is imperfect. And that feeling of confidence has translated into just decreasing that writer's block. You know, I'm writing more frequently. I'm writing more editor's letters in our word of mouth newsletters. I'm writing more for Forbes. I'm better able to sit down and write and get through writing the scripts for our podcast. I just feel like something has shifted. So finding my voice again.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you'd give to her?
I would sum it up by getting back to desire. It's such a loaded term. It almost sounds like a little bit scarlet letter. Like, how are we allowed to just want things all the time and be demanding and high maintenance? And I would like to share a book that has helped me to be able to verbalize my desires better and my boundaries and what I want and what I don't want. And it's called Daring Greatly. It's by Brené Brown. And it's about how vulnerability is strength. And this year, after much self-work, I feel much better at what I desire and then being able to communicate that via vulnerability. Read the book. The reason why you have to be fully comfortable in wanting what you want and then communicating that is, if you don't say it out loud, if you don't put it out there, people can't read your mind. What's out there, what you need and what you want, it's there. But if you're not connecting with people and telling them your desires and fully embracing your desires, then it won't just show up on your doorstep. So once you get fully clear on your desires and you're putting it out there into the universe, if you're not able to do that, then things don't just line up for you. But once you start doing that, you'll see the most serendipitous and synchronized things start happening, or stuff just starts falling into your lap. It's really odd. It's very, very strange.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and check out some of your stuff, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, and I would love to hear what you all think and whether you've had similar moments or experiences. You can find me on all the socials at Leitihsu, that's at Leitihsu. Join 500,000 food-obsessed storytellers and eaters at wordofmouth.fm. That's the newsletter. We're sharing our podcast through there. You're going to get first updates about our gatherings, our dinner parties with chefs, very friends and fam, very intimate in all cities around the world. I'm based out of New York. So wordofmouth.fm, sign up. Comes straight directly from me, so you can write back and tell me you hate it or you love this or whatever. And then Journey is my travel company. So the next time you're going somewhere and you want someone to just take care of that for you, because it's below everybody's pay grade to figure it out for yourself, truly, that's GOJOURNY.com. Go Journey without the E.com. Please stay in touch. I hope this resonated with some of you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Leiti, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Leiti's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Leiti for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Leiti.
Thank you so much. This is fun.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.